Hello, I'm Arvind. I work for SQL Server Support team at Microsoft. In this video presentation, we are going to talk about how auditing works on SQL Server 2008. We will also look at how audit was implemented on SQL Server 2005, general troubleshooting steps related to SQL audit, a quick demo on audit implementation, and common issues we came across at CSS on SQL audit. SQL Server provides several features that you can use for auditing activities and changes happening on your SQL Server. On SQL Server 2005, we were able to track these changes through one of the following methods: login auditing, C2 audit mode option, security audit event category, triggers. It can be a DML trigger or a DDL trigger. As we know, SQL Server has several methods of auditing, and the simplest among them is login auditing. The login auditing feature permits auditing of failed and successful logins on SQL Server 2005. We have to turn on this feature from SQL Server Management Studio. The results of audit can be viewed in SQL Server Error Log or Application Event Viewer log file. You have to restart the SQL Server service for this setting to take into effect. So to see the login auditing feature, you have to connect to the database engine from Management Studio, right-click on the instance, go to the Security tab. On the right-hand pane, you can see the login auditing feature. Another way to audit in SQL Server 2005 is through C2 audit mode option. C2 audit mode option can be configured from SQL Server Management Studio or through SP Configure. When C2 audit mode option is enabled, it creates a server-side profiler trace to capture audit events. It incurs significant overhead on SQL Server performance, as each and every action happening on the SQL Server is captured to the file. Another drawback in this feature is, if C2 logs fill up the disk space and audit event could not be written to the file, then the SQL Server instance will shut down automatically. Another method to audit in SQL Server 2005 is by using a SQL Server profiler trace. The SQL Server profiler trace includes over 40 specific audit events which can be used to track the changes. It can be found under Security Audit Event category in SQL Server Profiler Trace. Another way to audit in SQL Server 2005 is through the use of DML and the DDL triggers. The only way to track the before and after image of data change in SQL Server 2005 is to use DML triggers. If we want to audit DDL events such as drop table, alter table, we can use DDL triggers. In the below example that you see, we can see a sample trigger code to audit drop table and alter table. Coming back to our subject of this video presentation, SQL audit on SQL Server 2008. SQL audit is a new feature implemented on SQL Server 2008. This feature helps DBAs to implement a strategy to know who is performing what or to track events happening at instance and database level. The SQL audit functionality can be broadly categorized into three set of actions. The first one is server level. This is for tracking instance level actions such as failed successful logins, server role change, etc. The second point is database level. The database level is for tracking the database level actions such as DML, DDL changes happening at the database level. And the third is the audit level, which is for tracking the actions done on auditing process itself. The SQL audit has following enhancements and benefits over the previous versions of SQL Server. The SQL audit is more granular in nature. We can target SQL Server audit to track specific activities of a user to the individual table level. For example, you can audit, select, insert, updates, deletes done by a database user at the table level. Second point is, the SQL audit is more flexible in nature, and it has the ability to log audit events to file on the file system, Windows application log, Windows security log. The third point is, the SQL audit has improved performance and minimal overhead as compared to SQL trace. The SQL audit can also be easily integrated with other Microsoft applications such as Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager. The SCOM can be used to generate reports on audit data by scanning the Windows security log. And the last final point is, the SQL audit is very easy to set up and administer. The procedure to set up SQL audit involves three major steps. The first step is to define server audit object. The second step is to define server or database audit specification, depending on the action you want to track. And the third step is to turn on the server audit object and audit specification, as they are in disabled state by default. In this slide, we will get into details on how to create server audit object with syntax. The server audit object describes the destination for audit data. The destination can be a file on the file system, application, or security event log. Here is an example to create server audit object called test audit with default arguments. Now we will go into details of what each argument means. The file path argument that you see in the example is used when the audit destination is a file. In our case, it is D audit. The queue delay parameter is the time we measure in milliseconds. The default value for queue delay parameter is 1000 milliseconds, which means the audit action will wait for 1000 milliseconds or 1 second before audit action is processed. If you specify a queue delay parameter as 0, that means it is synchronous delivery. The synchronous delivery means that the audit will be returned to target immediately without any wait time or delay. And on failure argument here in the example is mentioned as shutdown. Shutdown means if audit action cannot be returned to destination, the instance will shut down automatically. You can check the books online for complete syntax on how to create the server audit. The next step is to create server audit and database audit specification. Server audit and database audit specification object describes what to audit. As the name suggests, this object is focused on server instance-wide actions and database-wide actions respectively. In the example, we see that the server audit specification is created to track the failed logins. And other example shows the database audit specification created to track select statements run by the user with public role permissions on a customer table. You can also check the books online for complete syntax on how to create server audit and database audit specifications. Okay, this slide talks about how to read the audit data. There are two ways to read the audit logs. If you are using SQL Server Management Studio, you have to right-click on the server audit object, go to View Audit Logs option, as you see in the screenshot. The audit logs can also be viewed by querying a built-in table-valued function called fngetAuditFile. The information on various parameters that can be used in fngetAuditFile function can be checked in the books online. Now, we will look at some general troubleshooting steps that we can perform if we encounter any issues with SQL audit. For instant startup issues, we primarily look at SQL error log for pointers. You can also query the DMVs mentioned in the screen to check the configuration of audit objects. Now, let me give you one such scenario of instant startup issue. Let us say you are creating a server audit object with shutdown as argument, and SQL audit is unable to write its events to a file on the disk as the disk is full, then in this case, the SQL server cannot start because of SQL audit failure. Now, the resolution for this issue will be to start SQL server with -m trace flag. The -m trace flag will disable the shutdown behavior of SQL audit. The DBAs can use the -m trace flag to bring the instance up and running and correct the issue. Alternatively, we can also use -f to bring SQL Server under minimal configuration mode. This trace flag will disable the SQL audit during the startup. Now let's start with a quick demo. In this demo, we will look at two common scenarios we encounter when we implement SQL audit feature. The first scenario is how to track both failed successful attempts by a login in your SQL server when we add the login to a sysadmin server role. The second scenario is auditing the delete action done on a confidential user table in AdventureWorks database. Now let's go to the first scenario. For demonstration purposes, I have created a test login called new login with public role privileges, and I want to audit one of the failed attempts by this login, the new login, when he tries to add himself to the sysadmin server role. Now let me show you the new login that I've created in Management Studio I'm going to the properties for this login, and this is a SQL Server login, and the server role is set to public, which is very minimal permissions. Now we will go ahead and set up SQL audit feature to audit the activity for this login. As we know, there are three steps to create SQL audit, and the first step is to create server audit object. So this is a create script that we can run to create the server audit object. Here I am going to create a server audit object called audit test onto my file path D drive my audit. Let me run the script. So the command completed successfully. Let's go back to the audits and let's see the new audit server audit object which was created. Let's take a look at the properties for the server audit object in the Management Studio. So the audit name is audit test. The queue delay is set to 1000 milliseconds, which is by default, which will say that the audit action will wait for 1000 milliseconds before the audit action is processed and returned to the log file. And the shutdown server on audit log failure is disabled or it's not enabled. And the audit destination is the file, and the file path is D my audit. So the audit destination can be a security log or the application log. Now let's come back to the script. Now, as we know, after we create the server audit object, the next step is to create a server audit specification object or a database audit specification object. But here, since we are tracking the activity of this login, we will go ahead and create server audit specification object. From the syntax, we see that we are going to create a server audit specification object called test audit spec, and I am going to add a server audit action group called server role member change group. So this particular server audit action group event is raised whenever a login is added or removed from the fixed server role. So let's go ahead and run this script, and the command completed successfully. Let's go back to Management Studio in the GUI and see the server audit object specification, and we see that it's the object is created. Now the third step is to turn on both the server audit object and server audit specification object. As we know, both these objects are disabled by default. We'll have to turn it on through the script. Let's go ahead and run the script to turn on this audit test server audit object. And let's go ahead and enable the server audit specification object. Now let's query these DMVs to see if both the server audit object and server audit specification object are enabled. Now we see that ESTATE enabled column is set to 1 for both server audit object and server audit specification object. Now let's try the simulation of adding the new login to sysadmin role and track the audit activity. So here I'm going to use execute as command to set the execution context to the login, new login. I can also do it from Management Studio. I can log in with new login privileges. I can even do it by Management Studio, but just for simplicity's sake, I'm going to use execute as login command. So let's run execute as login to new login. The command completed successfully. Now let's go ahead and try to add this login to sysadmin server role. Obviously this should fail because the new login does not have privileges to add itself to sysadmin server role. Now let's go back to Management Studio and see if SQL audit feature is able to audit the activity done by this login, which is a new login. Let me refresh this. This is enabled. This is enabled. Right click on it. Go to view logs. And we do see that there is an entry in view audit logs. Now, this is the audit log in the GUI. So, look at this. Succeeded is set to false. This suggests that the action done by the login, the new login, is a failure. And the class type says that you are trying to add the server role. The target server principal name is set to new login. So in this case, the new login is the login which is trying to add himself to the sysadmin role. That's the reason the target server principal name is set to new login. And you can also see the statement which was actually run by this new login. So here we infer that the SQL audit is able to capture, or it's able to audit, the login activity which is being carried on the SQL server. On the SQL Server instance. Let's close this. Now let's start with the second scenario. The second scenario is auditing the deletes action done on a user table called credit card in AdventureWorks database by a database user called test. Let me show you the test database user, and we are trying to track the delete activity done by this test database user on the sales.creditcard table. So here I have created a test database user with db underscore data reader and db underscore data writer fixed database role permissions. Go to the properties. I can see these two things here. Now let's go ahead and set up SQL audit feature to track the delete activity done by this database user called test on the credit card table in the AdventureWorks database. Since the SQL server, since the server object is already created, now we will have to create the database audit specification object. Since we are going to track the delete activity on the user table, we'll have to create a database audit specification object. In this example, we see that we are going to create a database audit specification object called DB audit spec, and this is the action that we wanted to track, and test is the name of the database user. So let's go ahead and run this under AdventureWorks database. The command completed successfully. Let's go back to the AdventureWorks database. We see that the database audit specification object is created. As we know, if the database audit specification object is disabled by default, so you'll have to enable it by running this command under the AdventureWorks database. The command completed successfully. So we see that the DB audit spec is already enabled. So from the previous slides, from the demo one, we can also query these two DMVs to check if the database audit specification is enabled or not. We can just run this query, and we see that is state enabled is set to 1. That means it is enabled. Now let's try the simulation of delete activity done by the database user test on the user table, sales.creditcard. So how I have done it in the demo number 1, I am going to execute the same command, execute as user, to switch the context to the test database user inside the AdventureWorks database. The command completed successfully. Now let's go ahead and run the delete command on the credit card table. And this activity is being done by the test database user. One row affected. So that means the delete activity is a success. Now let's go back to Management Studio and see if the SQL audit feature is able to capture this delete activity done by the test database user. Right click on it, go to view audit logs, and I do see an entry for the delete. So SQL audit is able to capture the delete activity with the following information. So we see that succeeded is set to true. That means the operation performed by the database user test is a success. And the action ID is delete. That means the delete activity was done by this database user. And here we also see that we can know in which particular database the activity was done and what is the schema name and what is the object name on which the delete activity was done. And we also see the exact statement which was run by the test database user. So this completes the demo number 2. And we infer that SQL audit is able to capture the database, the audit information, audit being done at the database level. Now let's come back to the PowerPoint presentation. Our team at CSS in Microsoft come across variety of issues related to SQL audit. And I would like to share few of those in this video presentation. The first scenario is, in audit logs, we see that the query criteria in select statement shows as a parameterized value instead of an actual value. That's the first scenario that we are going to talk about. The second scenario is how to read the IP address of the client machine from the audit logs. The third scenario that we are going to see is how to audit sysadmin activity on the SQL instance. Let's talk about the first scenario. On the RTM build of SQL Server 2008, one of the known issue is when we audit select activity on a table with a where clause, the audit logs shows a parameterized value instead of an actual value. So that means if you are running this statement, select star from person.address where address ID is equal to 1, then the audit log shows the where clause as address ID is equal to address rate 1 instead of address ID is equal to 1. So this is a known issue and it's been fixed in cumulative update 5. If you are on SQL Server 2008 RTM, and you have to apply cumulative update 3 if you are on SQL Server 2008 SP1. You can also go through the KB article 967552 for more information on this particular fix. This is the scenario on how to read the IP address of the client machine. Let us say you are going to audit login activity. And if you want to know the IP address of the client machine from where the login is performed, you can look at the additional information column in audit log. The additional information column has an XML tag called address. So address is the XML tag which you need to read to know the IP address of the client machine. In the above scenario, if you want to know the name of the application from which the login activity is performed, then it's not possible because the application name is not exposed through SQL audit. And the third scenario is on how to track the sysadmin activity on your SQL instance. One of the frequently asked questions is as to how to audit the activity performed by a sysadmin login in a user database. What we generally do is we create an audit for the DBO user inside the database. And the reason why we do that is the DBO user always maps to sysadmin login at the instance level. In the below example, we see that there is a command. This is a command to audit select activity done on an address table by a DBO user. The screenshot in this PowerPoint presentation is a sample simulation done on my server to audit the activity done by a sysadmin login called admin access. In the audit log, observe that DBO as the database principal name and admin access, this is a sysadmin login, which is a server principal name. Here are some of the links for further reading. That ends this video presentation. Thanks for watching. Please feel free to post your comments, feedbacks, questions in the comment section of this blog post. Thank you.